Evening, everyone. Welcome to this meeting of the City of Sydney Local Planning Panel. Before I start, I would just like to check who's here for which item in the gallery. So item three. Yeah, 100 Joint in Bentland. Okay. And you're the applicants? Okay, not wishing to address the panel. Terrific. Of course. And otherwise. Oh, okay, so you're from Meekern? You don't particularly want to address the panel. You don't need to address the panel. Okay, that's good. Thank you. Okay, well, I'll start the meeting now. So I will start by acknowledging that the panel acknowledges the original custodians of the land we are on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, and pay my respects to Aboriginal elders past and present. And the panel also acknowledges the current Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who reside within this area. So tonight we are here to consider a number of development applications that are on the agenda, and panel members have read agenda papers for the meeting and submissions received and have had a briefing from council staff regarding the items on the agenda. Tonight the panel members are myself, Richard Pearson, I'm the independent chair, got Sean Carter, the gentleman with the glasses on, and Helen Lockhead to his left as the independent expert members. And on the other side of the table is community representative Amelia Thorpe. So I do welcome everyone to the panel meeting tonight. Please be assured we will be making decisions based on the planning merits of each application and following consideration of any views in submissions and anybody who addresses the panel tonight, which is seemingly probably nobody. So determinations on items is by a majority of those present. If there were to be a tie in votes, I would have a casting vote. An important transparency measure, we do publish the reasons for our decisions in the minutes of the meeting, and where we go against or amend the officer's recommendation, we'll state why we do that. So the normal procedure is that I get Mr. Bill Mackay to run through each of the items on the agenda, but we particularly do that where there are speakers present or people in attendance for the item. As we've got applicant representatives here for both items tonight, I don't think we actually need Mr. Mackay to run through the items. I think everybody on the panel is familiar with those items, and certainly I'm sure the applicants are familiar with them as well. So we will move to for the panel to discuss each item in turn. So I don't need to say anything about people having registered to speak or the conditions of speaking, because we don't have any speakers tonight. I do want to just make the point that the panel meeting is recorded in audio sense, so that's just worth noting. We don't allow recording or filming otherwise. I don't think anybody appears to want to do that. So we will now consider each item in turn, and we will deliberate on the items as we go. So firstly, though, item one is disclosures of interest. I do want to note that each member of the panel, in accordance with clause 4.9 of our code of conduct, have signed a declaration of interest form in relation to each matter on the agenda, and no members have declared any pecuniary or non-pecuniary interest in any matter on the agenda tonight. Secondly, I confirm the panel minutes of the panel meeting, which was held on the 20th of November, 2019, and they were endorsed by the chair of that meeting, so the panel notes those minutes. We then now move to the development applications on the agenda. We start with item three, the DA for 100 Joynton Avenue, Zetland. There is a recommendation before the panel to approve it, subject to conditions from staff. Do panel members have any questions, points, or issues that they would like to raise in relation to that application? I think we're all comfortable with the recommendation from staff on that matter and the conditions that have been proposed. I understand they've been accepted by the applicant, and it's a Crown development application, getting a nod of assent to that. So I will put the recommendation from staff on that item to approve the application subject to the recommended conditions. All in favour say aye. Aye, and I declare that carried unanimously. Thank you for attending. Sorry it wasn't more exciting, but it's the outcome you want. So. No, that's very important, so enjoy that. Thank you. Okay, item four, which is a development application for 382 to 388 Botany Road, Beaconsfield. Again, we don't have any speakers for this item. Do panel members want to raise any questions or issues? I would just note there were a number of submissions made on this application. We don't have anyone attending to speak. I'm personally satisfied that staff have addressed the conditions that were raised in submissions. Mr. Yarn, I don't know if you want to make any observations about the submissions or whether they've been adequately addressed or not.
So I think your question is, have they been adequately responded to? I believe that they have been all considered under the circumstances and have been covered.
Okay, thank you. Panel members have any points they want to make about this application? I think, again, Amelia, are you okay with this? Okay. So I think again, I'll move the recommendation to approve this subject to the recommended conditions. All in favour say aye. I declare that carried unanimously. Thank you. So item five, the development application for 326 to 328 Botany Road, Alexandria. And we do have applicant representatives in attendance who indicated that they are only here to answer questions if necessary. Can I ask if there are any views from panel members or questions?
Just to check whether the applicant was happy with the conditions in the council report. Okay. So I don't have any issues.
Okay. I think the only question for me was in relation to the through site link, but was proposed and subsequently as part of the conditions requested to be removed, I think due to the site constraints rather than the fact that through site links are innately bad. They're often good things to have, but I think it was due to the site constraints that made it difficult to provide a meaningful and safe through site link for this site. So I'm happy to accept the staff's views on that. But did you want to make a comment on that? If you do, you just need to come forward and turn on the microphone. Yep.
I guess from our view, we were happy to take council's recommendation in that regard. We could see the points that it wasn't probably appropriate for a through site link, both due to topography and width. And it was initially proposed as we thought, you know, naturally through site links are supported. However, we can see why in this case it wouldn't be supported.
And I'll probably just make the observation as well for panel members that there are other through site links in proximate locations to the site that means that permeability is being achieved in the local area without the necessity for you know what would be a bit of a compromised option through this particular site. So thanks for that. On that basis, again, if there are no further questions or discussion, I'd move the recommendation to approve subject to conditions. All in favour say aye. Aye. I declare that carried unanimously. Thank you very much for attending. And we move now to item six, development application 80 Broughton Street, Glebe. This is a refurbishment of a childcare centre, a fairly minimal development. Can I just check if anyone has any issues they want to discuss in relation to this matter? Again, I'm happy to move the recommendation to approve subject to conditions. All in favour say aye. Aye, declared unanimously. Thank you. We have item 7, development application 107 to 125 Railway Parade, Erskineville, for solar panels on a council-owned building. That's the reason it's come to the panel. I'm sensing equanimity again. Yep. So I'll move the recommendation. All in favour say aye. Aye. Declared carried unanimously. Thank you. And item 8, development application 55 Pitt Street, Redfern, which is again solar panels on a childcare centre. I think similar to the last application, I'm going to move the recommendation to approve subject to conditions. All in favour say aye. Aye. Declared carried unanimously. Thank you. And the final item, item 9, is the report to the local planning panel on the status of applications and modification applications and Land Environment Court appeals, which is received with thanks from the panel chair. Did people have any observations on that? I think it's a useful update to be provided to the panel on a quarterly basis so we can keep abreast of what's coming on the forward agenda, but also what's happened with applications. We've approved both modifications and Land Environment Court appeals. So thanks to staff for preparing that. And I'll move that we receive a note that report. All in favour say aye. Declared carried unanimously. So that's it. Thank you, everybody. And that concludes the panel's operations for 2019. I thank staff in particular and other panel members for their contributions throughout the year. And I wish everybody a happy holiday. Thank you very much.